the Zone, Hour 3 from Fireworks World in Sherwood, Areaville. Right, Tammy?
Yes.
I'm so confused with this. 8920 Landers Road, that's the safest bet. That song you hear in the background is that of Owen, Arkansas native and country music superstar and a 4 handicap, Justin Moore, who joins us live on the Revolution Hotline. Is that about right on your...
on the first 4 holes.
That's not bad. Hey, if I could play bogey golf, I'd feel pretty good about myself.
Hey, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you, man. How are you guys making it?
Everything's beautiful. Good. We are hanging out at Fireworks World, getting people ready for the 4th of July. Are you getting the holiday off tomorrow?
Nah, no, I'm not, actually. I'm going to be in Fort Worth for a Willie Nelson show, which will be a lot of fun, man. It's something he's done every year down there near the stockyards. And we got asked to play it this year, so it should be a lot of fun.
What? Where are you now?
I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, playing a show tonight. I'm on the golf course right now, so I'll try to not scream out any obscenities.
Okay. Well, I just hit a
nice hybrid up close to the pin from 205, though, so I'm happy right now.
That's very good. That's very impressive. Well, you can you know, get very, very often we get a chance to talk to somebody while they're finishing up their round of golf, so that's good. What time is the show tonight?
I have no idea. that's a really good question.
Thank you.
I think we kick off around 8:30, 9 o'clock, like that, and then they're having fireworks here tonight. So they're telling me there's going to be about 30,000 people here tonight. So
wow.
I'm a little nervous, actually.
I don't believe that. What's the biggest crowd you've ever played in front of?
You know what? There have been a couple of shows that we've played to about 70,000. One of which we opened for Kenny Chesney down in Baton Rouge, down at their stadium, their football stadium, and that was pretty big. And then we did CMA Fest one year in Nashville, which is a big deal that they do at LP Field where the Titans play. So it's pretty cool, man. Believe it or not, it's actually easier to play in front of a lot of people like that than it is to play in front of just a few people, you know.
So, like, if I had you over my house and you played in my living room for me and my wife, that would freak you out?
It'd be pretty rough.
That'd be pretty weird, wouldn't it? That'd be weird for us, too.
It depends on what drinks you would provide me.
There's a fridge full. There's a fridge full, I promise. So, let me ask you this, then. What's more nerve-wracking, playing in a small club in front of 50 people or trying to hit a 185-yard shot over water?
Golf takes the cake no matter what it is. It could be a 2-foot putt, mm-hmm. and it's going to take the cake, especially the 2-foot putt, as a matter of fact.
Now, are there guys in your band that play, or who do you play with when you're on the road?
There's a few guys that play. We usually have a foursome. My driver plays, and then a couple guys in the band, and we're all hacks, man. I mean, none of us are any good. We could all come out and shoot a 85 or 105. You just never know.
Well,
but it beats sitting on the bus all day doing nothing, you know.
Well, you're really good at music, though, so it really wouldn't be fair for you to be good at golf, too. I mean, Matt Jones irritates me to death. Somebody sent me a link today to some of his highlights from back in the day, and the guy's actually a really good golfer, too, so he irritates me to no end. But
yeah,
anyway.
He sounds like one of those guys that is just good at everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hate that, and I'm not good at anything, and I'm highly competitive, which is a really bad combination, so...
That's my problem. The guys in my band make fun of me all the time because it doesn't matter what we're doing. If we're playing hopscotch or golf or whatever, I want to win, period. And they all crack up at me. But, you know, I think that's part of the reason I've had success in music is because I'm so competitive, you know.
Yeah. I didn't realize you played hopscotch. That was newsworthy. So that's
sure. Oh, I tell you what, when you're hot challenge like me, Justin, you gotta be pretty creative as to what you can beat people at.
Brother, if anybody relates to that, it's me. So I feel your pain. we are at Fireworks World, and my buddy Nate Olson is here, and Nate is the editor at Sync Weekly, and Nate was telling me about a time when he watched you at Poen hooping.
Actually, at Pine Bluff at the convention center playing in the state championship.
Yeah, we had a good thing, man. It was one of those deals where we were such a small school. You obviously didn't have tryouts. If you wanted to be on the team, you're on it kind of deal. And I actually played a lot. I started most every game and played. But I was a role player at the very you know, I wasn't out there scoring 30 points a game, but fortunately we had guys out there who did that. So,
you know what I'm doing right now as I'm talking to you?
What are you doing?
I'm logging on to the Juanita's website to purchase tickets for a benefit that you are playing on Monday night, and I'm getting tickets for myself and my wife, who we are celebrating 9 years of wedded bliss today, and also my man Chris Peterson is going to be there with me, and his wife Tracy, who is a huge fan of yours, and they are thrilled to be able to come out on Monday night. But this is a very cool event, and you are not related to the city of Moore, but you guys share a name, of course. So you and some friends of yours are going to be performing on Monday night. So talk to me about the event and how this came about.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate you getting some tickets. I look forward to hanging out. Yeah, you know what? I was actually at home when all that stuff went down, and, you know, they just kind of kept getting hammered, Oklahoma. And, you know, growing up in Arkansas, Central Arkansas, there was always the threat of that happening to us. And, you know, me growing up, I never experienced anything as horrific as they did, you know, this year. But, you know, I've seen with my wife being from Louisiana how, you know, natural disasters like that or a hurricane or whatever can really just turn somebody's world upside down. And, you know, we're not going to raise enough money to go, you know, rebuild this or that. But I thought every little bit helps. And the fact that I live here at home and know people and I'm friends with people from across the border in Oklahoma, I thought, you know, it's a couple hours out of my time. You know, it's a good way for me to use my platform for good, which I believe is part of my job as well as, you know, entertaining people. So, you know, we hooked up the Juanita's and got something together real fast. And, you know, we'll have a really good time. And like I said, all the proceeds go to a great cause. And you know, we can all say we did a little bit to help those folks rebuild their lives.
Now, who else is playing there with you?
Another question that I do not have the answer to, but okay. I probably should.
I saw a Facebook deal about it. I thought maybe it was East on 40 or something. Is that the band? Does that ring a bell?
Good. I'm sure they're great, whoever they are. I leave that stuff up to the people who are better at picking those bands than I am.
Okay.
I don't know, but, you know.
I thought it might have been the group that you, because I know you did a deal a while back at Denton's and you were trying to help some friends garner some attention, and you had gone out there and helped them out, but I didn't know if it was the same group or not.
Yeah, that was my uncle's band, and they're called Just Say, and they play around. The cool thing for me moving back home a couple of years ago as opposed to living in Nashville is there's a lot of guys making a lot of noise and doing a lot of really cool things, you know, in Central Arkansas and growing beyond that. So it's cool for me to see, man, you know, that maybe we'll have some more folks that are as fortunate as I've been over the last few years here from Arkansas.
So just going back to the rationale you gave us earlier, you're gonna be a little bit nervous at Juanita's because of the smaller venue, right?
Yeah, you know what? When I first started out, man, it was always just me and my acoustic guitar, and I got to where I was really comfortable doing that. And I haven't done that a lot lately. Now it's always me and the band, so mm-hmm. It's fun to get back to doing that every now and then because, you know, you can tell stories about how you wrote songs, why you wrote songs, and play them the way that you wrote them as opposed to how you recorded them and people hear them on the radio, which is usually means I screw them up. But,
yeah.
it's entertaining to say the least.
Well, let me tell you something. People love it. I mean, I don't know if you're comfortable doing that or not, but I'll never forget I saw a thing with Billy Joel one time, and he was just sitting up on a piano and he was at a university, and he was just kind of talking about the stories and how the songs came about. And when you've got guys that are great songwriters like yourself and guys like Billy Joel, I mean, it's to hear how the stories came out. I'm always fascinated by how you get to a place where you come up with the music and you also write the story of the song. And it's always interesting to me. So that kind of stuff, I think, is invaluable for people who are fans. So I think that'd be a lot of fun. So yeah, I hope you do a lot of that.
I totally agree, man. I'm kidding. I really do love doing it. It's a lot of fun. And like you said, as a fan of music, I've always enjoyed, you know, listening to that kind of stuff. And especially as a songwriter, to hear, you know, some of the really cool stories as to why somebody wrote, you know, one of your favorite songs of all time is really cool because, yeah. You know, it's imagery that you didn't have before, you know.
What if you could only listen to one song? You're stuck on a deserted island, and it can't be one of yours. What's it going to be?
Oh wow,
that's an impossible question.
Probably my favorite country song of all time is Willie Nelson, "Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground."
Okay.
So I'd probably have to.
There
you go.
Matty T is on it.
I love this song.
You're the best producer in the world. Look at this. That's quick.
That's why you're pros.
It's quick on the trigger finger. See, he was thinking, what's my favorite song of all time? And he came up with that too. You guys share that, see? Okay, well, it's Monday night. We're going to leave Justin to his round of golf. Doors at 7. Show is at 7:45, so it won't even be a late night on a Monday. We're all going to still be kind of dragging from the 4th of July weekend, I'm sure, so it'll be a good way to extend it. Because you know what? It'll be like whatever that'll be. What is that? The 4th, 6th, 8th. 8th of July. We're going to make it. We're going to make it a party. The Ocho de Julio. It's going to be a new annual event. We're going to really throw down every year.
Yeah. Who wants to end it, man? I don't. The 4th of July is actually my favorite holiday. You ain't got to worry about presents and all that crap. It's just get together, have a good time, and the weather's usually good. So.
I can get myself exactly what I want for the 4th of July, which usually involves some sort of cold beverage and something good to eat on the barbecue. Mm-hmm. So
that's exactly right. And happy anniversary, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I said the same.
I will do it. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you on Monday night. We got to get you carved out a minute or two to talk to Coach Peterson's wife, though. I know it's going to make her year. So we'll be over there Monday night. We'll see you, Juanita's. You have a safe travels back, and enjoy your 4th of July.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for having me on, and look forward to seeing you guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Justin. Thanks, buddy.
Later, man.
All right, Justin Moore.